But you call it an insect that builds a nest out of mud, and some people say doesn't sting. It looks like a wasp.
There it does.
Okay.
By the way, the man fixed these the ropes on the windows upstairs and some downstairs. The weights had fallen off this old-fashioned house, you know, now they don't put those on.
Mm-hmm.
He was fixing the ropes on them, and he said, upstairs, he said, these weights were weighted down with dirt divers. I don't want them, they broke. Excuse me, I don't get all this on tape.
What do you call nuts that ripen underground?
Peanuts.
Okay.
You know what a gooba is? It's not a peanut.
What is a gooba?
A gooba is a very small one nut in a shell for animals feeding. It's not a peanut though.
But they belong to the same family.
No, well, it's not edible.
Uh-huh.
For people, that is. Uh-huh. For animals. I didn't know that until recently. I was interested in the Department of Agriculture when I did this seed gathering for my brother.
Uh-huh.
And I learned a lot about things.
If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you would say that the boy, what, his father?
Resembles.
Okay. If the boy's behavior is similar to his father, you would say that the boy, what, his father?
Like father, like son, I guess.
Well, what's one word that you might use? If he looks like him, you say he resembles him. If he acts like him, you might say he...
In the South, we say favors, I guess, but I don't say that because favor is a... gratuity.
Mm-hmm. So, well, how would you express that then? Would you use an entire phrase to say that?
Like his father, I guess.
Okay.
Acts like his father.
Okay. What do you call a woman who helps at childbirth who's not a nurse?
Well, that's a midwife, I guess.
Okay.
I don't know. Old maids wouldn't know much about that.
If a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
City slicker.
Okay. And if a country person goes to the city, what might the city people call him behind his back?
He's a country. Hayseed or something.
Hayseed, okay. How do you normally refer to a person whose skin is brown or black?
I know what you're getting at because it's, when I taught in New Jersey, I called a boy a Negro, which is a nicer way than saying Negro, nigger,
mm-hmm.
And I don't say nigger anyway. But he said, I'm a you said nigger. I said, no, I didn't. I said Negro. And E is often pronounced I, and O I is always. I is E. I guess you know. Anyway, I say nigger.
Okay, fine.
I mean, ordinarily, I wouldn't say negro, because to me that looks as if I'm trying to lean back.
Mm-hmm.
To
lean,
say something that
yeah, leaning in the other direction.
Uh-huh. But that's a distinction of honor, and now they call themselves black people.
Yeah, I know they are Afro-Americans.
Mm-hmm.
Well, would you ever use the word nigger, Rolla?
No, I don't. I never have.
Even if you were mad with a color
person?
No. Okay. And how do you normally refer to a person that's a member of our race?
White person.
Okay.
I've noticed that the Negro is used with a capital letter and the white is used with a small.
I know, that's interesting, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, do you know of any insulting words that a Negro might use to refer to a white person?
Poor white, I guess. Poor white trash, I reckon.
Mm-hmm. And do you know of any other words besides nigger that a white person might say to a colored person if he was mad at him?
Dirty nigger, I guess.
Okay. Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much and his young son carelessly broke it. You might say that the man got awfully, what, about it?
Angry.
Okay.